Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ike Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cesar Gutierrez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutierrez. Aparicio moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien strikes out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio bunts in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick bunts in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Gutierrez moves to second. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirt. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Josephson moves to second. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Jones reaches second base with a double. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. John hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 0 in the game. Lolick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to second. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 2 in the game. Frien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Frien reaches second base with a double. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. John hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Jim Price pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Josephson bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Aparicio moves to third. May moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. May tags and moves to third. Josephson tags and moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. John Hiller now pitching. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 3 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Josephson moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Josephson scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller fires to first and has Berry trapped. There's the throw to Gutierrez who tags Berry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Frien takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-3 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. John hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Wirt catches it and throws to first to double up John. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.